For years now, Ralph Nader has wanted to build a museum to honor tort law. It would celebrate causes in which consumers have won major lawsuits, but Nader is having trouble making his dream a reality. He has lost support among his close allies, the trial attorneys. These longtime Democratic donors had promised to help fund the museum project, but that was before Nader was blamed for spoiling the presidential election last year. NPR's Marianne Akers has a report.
Some folks blame Al Gore himself. Others fault the Electoral College or the butterfly ballot. But the way the most embittered of trial attorneys see it, Ralph Nader cost Gore the election by siphoning just enough Democratic votes in key states. Robert Habish is a trial lawyer in Milwaukee. He's also an active Democrat, and he says he's disgusted with Nader. Habish is one of 27 trial attorneys who each gave Nader $50,000 to create the American Museum of Tort Law. But that was before America's most famous consumer activist became the Green Party's most famous nominee for president. And Habish believes that's why George W. Bush won.
Accordingly, I wrote him and told him I wanted nothing more to do with him, and I didn't want to be associated with his museum anymore. I'd be embarrassed to be associated with his museum, and asked for my money back.
Nader says he hasn't returned the money, nor will he. Habish is the only attorney on the list of museum contributors to ask for his money back in writing, but a few others are threatening to, including Bob Clifford, a trial attorney in Chicago. Clifford says he wants Nader to get their message.
Ralph, you know, we love you. You've done a lot of things in America, but you're only as good as your last trial, your last case, and you blew the last trial or your last case. And you've become damaged goods, and the project's going to fail with you at the helm.
Nader says he won't give up. He's determined to build the Tort Law Museum in his hometown of Winsted, Connecticut, a place to exalt famous cases in which consumers have sued companies and health care providers and won. Cases like the explosive Ford Pinto, flammable pajamas, toxic breast implants, and asbestos and tobacco litigation. But since 1998, Nader says he's only raised $1.5 million of the $5 million he needs. Trial attorneys were supposed to help raise the rest. Fred Barron is immediate past president of the Association of Trial Lawyers of America. He says it's not fair to shut down Nader's museum to punish him for the election, but Barron says Nader entered politics at his own risk.
Is he harming himself in the eyes of the people who are his supporters? Yes. Is it a shame? Yes. Do I hope it will change? Yes. Am I optimistic about it? Not particularly.
Nader concedes he may have to look elsewhere for funding, but he thinks the trial attorneys will become his friends again.
Well, I don't see why not. We made sure that the Senate is in the hands of their friendly Democratic Party when they come to realize that. I think they will be more than prone to issue forth commendations rather than condemnations.
According to Nader's equation, his candidacy brought enough liberal activists to the polls to ultimately give Democrats a majority in the Senate. But many trial attorneys don't get Nader's election logic, and they say he never should have switched from America's top consumer advocate to the Democratic Party's worst nightmare. And until he realizes that, they say Nader can keep dreaming about his museum. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.